Putting San Francisco aside for the moment, ratings for the Winter Olympic Games for NBC from Salt Lake City are up around 20% from 4 years ago when they were held in Nagano, Japan. In a declining television market, that means NBC should turn a profit. Joining us now is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, are you watching the television?
Oh, faithfully. Even saw some curling the other night, so I must be devoted.
This week, there's a big controversy. In the headlines, the controversy scandal about the pair's figure skating results that will help NBC in the long run. They also promised to give viewers this time more sport, less profiles of the athletes, and now we do indeed seem to be seeing complete sporting events.
Oh, yeah, and that's a big change even from 2 years ago in Sydney, where viewers were flooded with those sappy features about athletes overcoming illnesses and stories about Australian history. NBC seems really to have gotten the message. It's much more straightforward. There's more sports, less pandering to a particular audience, women, Generation X, whoever, and a big change that's very noticeable, 3.5 hours a night during prime time instead of the 5 hours that NBC did from Sydney.
Now, NBC has borrowed Jim McKay, the venerated now 80-year-old broadcaster known for ABC's Olympic coverage going way back. Any discernible effect on the ratings there?
I would really doubt it. McKay is certainly a legend in the Olympics television business. He's best known for reporting from Munich in 1972 when the Israeli athletes were killed by Palestinian terrorists. But with all due respect, you've got to wonder whether NBC brought him aboard more because of its own obsession with television's coverage of the Olympics and that history rather than in delivering the best coverage for viewers. I don't really think that viewers care about the institutionalization, the history of the Olympic broadcast, the way the network does, or assume that viewers remember McKay and the old Olympic images from the 70s and 80s. That's the one missing piece for NBC. It still has this air of reverence about the Olympics and the tradition of broadcasting them. And I think if it matched in the studio coverage of the games, what it's done in terms of showing the sport more, we'd all be better off.
At the same time, though, NBC, you said, has not been pandering to a Gen X audience. They still do want a much younger audience. Do you think they're delivering that?
Oh, it's certainly working so far, especially compared to Nagano 4 years ago. The ratings in the important 18 to 49-year-old demographic, the people that buy stuff, those are up about 30% from 4 years ago. But you have to put it in some perspective. Nagano was the lowest rated Olympic Games ever. So even though we've got more of the snowboarding McTwists and dinner rolls and all the other fun lingo and fewer of those features, ratings are down 30% overall so far compared to the Lillehammer Norway Games in 1994, when you had the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan scandal, and 15% lower than in Albertville, France in 1992. The reality is that fewer people watch network television. The good news is that big events, big programming like the Olympics still can draw a sizable enough audience for a network.
And of course, for a television network, it's all about ratings.
Oh, it absolutely is. NBC needs these. The Olympics are running during a sweeps period, and the bottom line is that so far they're exceeding what NBC promised to advertisers, and that's critical because it means that NBC's not going to have to hand out what are called give-backs, make-up ads, when ratings don't meet what the network promised advertisers. That, plus the fact that they've sold out their inventory and they're making money off of cable on CNBC and MSNBC, means that the network overall is going to make a profit on the Olympics, which is a rare thing indeed in TV sports these days.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us on Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.